It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is currently a Category 4 hurricane. It is also currently 120 miles southwest of Tampa, Florida. As Hurricane Milton barrels down on the Florida Peninsula, expected to make landfall sometime around midnight to 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Brian, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Better than people in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. True that.
So what is unusual, I guess, about this from a meteorological perspective, when you're looking at all of the charts and the graphs, what are you seeing that, like, the layperson tuning into any of the programs right now, what do you know that we don't?
Well, I guess the thing, it's history, if you will, because we talked about that yesterday, that since it formed in the Gulf of Mexico, as opposed to the west coast of Africa, that's probably the first thing that jumps out. Second thing that jumps out is the fact that it intensified so rapidly and is still holding together, although it's still, again, off the coast. A couple of things are playing in our favor, though, and I wish you could see what I've got here at home. I've got two of my phones. I've got a laptop, and I'm watching, like, three or four different feeds on the TV with all the reports that are coming in. I would just say the way it's behaved, it still held its own, and it's still, about 75 miles off Cape Coral, at least the eye is. So it is still a storm that's going to move. I'm surprised it's still saying midnight. I think it may be moving ahead before midnight, actually making onshore. That's just my own opinion. But again, these things have a tendency to make everybody look a little foolish every once in a while. There are some couple things that I do want to say up front that we talked about the wind shear. We also talked about drier air. Those two things are playing in our favor, and that's part of the reason why it should not come onshore as a Category 4. It should come down at the Category 3, but that does not mean it's going to be a gentle breeze once it hits onshore.
Brian, I was watching a lot. I watch way too much cable news, and there was a lot of talk earlier this morning about the perfect eye wall. And then I heard talk about wobbling and that the eye was wobbling. What does that even mean?
Basically, what the eye is doing, if you can imagine, this thing is very efficient. We already talked about how large it is. We already talked about how much energy it has. And it'll go through a life cycle. Let me say it like this. If you've ever seen, and I know that Dana's not going to like this analogy just because of what I'm going to choose, but if you ever see a snake shed its skin,
Yeah. Basically
a hurricane will shed one eye and another one will take its place that is fresher, stronger, and more intense. So when it wobbles a little bit, that's going through that process of replacing one eye with the other.
And that sets it off course then?
Not necessarily, because, again, it's hundreds of miles wide. The eye itself will wobble a little bit, like a top about ready to topple over. You know, there'll be a little bit of wobble. And I guess there's been wobble because everybody's saying Tampa, 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 Tampa. Now they're saying Sarasota,
right.
Sarasota, which is, about 50 miles south of there. And it doesn't necessarily move it off course. These things will still try to keep themselves alive, and maybe for whatever reason, the shear is not as much and the water may be a little warmer farther south, and that's why it's saying, I think I'm going to head there just to keep itself alive.
I doubt that you've ever been in the eye of a hurricane, but you have more professional knowledge about this than we do. What is it like inside the eye of a hurricane?
Totally calm. Totally calm. You can see sunlight up above. I mean, it's just so eerie that you, within a circle, if you can imagine being in the inside of the Colosseum and you're a gladiator, where you are, it is, well, in the middle of everything else. Everybody else is spectators around you, and that's what the eye wall is, where cacophony and just craziness is going on along those thunderstorms. But where you are in the eye, it is totally calm.
I don't remember if it was Jim Cantore or who it was on one of the shows during...
It was Chris Cuomo.
Was it Cuomo?
On CNN.
Where the hurricane hit and the eye passed over him. And you're right, it went from just chaos to... Do, 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 do. And then, you know, sometime later it picked right back up.
Mm-hmm. And that's what that's exactly what will happen. So a lot of people put their guard down, especially if they're not familiar with these, thinking, oh, well, it's over. Well, that's the leading edge when it calms down. And then you still have the other side of the hurricane that still has to pass you by. And that's when it picks up once again. I think I was listening to you guys trying to get ready, and you were talking about the name Milton.
Yeah.
And how it's maybe not the most ominous sounding name.
It's kind of, wimpy, let's be honest.
Hey, well, there's some other ones that are probably not that strong sounding either. There's six lists, and I think we talked about that. And so this list that we're using now, we used in 2018. And ironically, the M-named storm back then was Michael, and Michael's name was retired,
yeah.
And they chose Milton this year.
And what do they have to do to retire? Remind us.
It's got to be awful.
Anything that's talking damage or death.
Okay.
Anything, yeah, because we don't want to compare Hurricane Camille on this list to the Hurricane Camille that everybody remembers, or the Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
We don't want to make those distinctions. Okay, Gaston's on the list. Let's see, Julia. Rose is on a list. That doesn't sound too ominous.
No.
Gordon. So, I mean, you know, we only have so many different names. Oscar's coming up later on. William.
So
Wendy.
Well, like early.
Wendy. Now, come on. We can't have a Wendy.
Well, not
no,
a
Wendy as in hamburger joint, not Wendy as in the song.
It's the same, and it sounds the same.
So, like, Hurricane Kirk was last week, and it went north and just kind of petered out in the Atlantic. Kirk will be recycled,
could
correct?
Be used again.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And then,
only the names that are memorable for the bad reasons, so those are the ones that are taken off the list. And that's about close to 100 of them have been taken off the list over the years.
And then, Brian, what are your counterparts down south saying? I mean, I know this is 24/7 go time for all of the meteorologists and the staffs down there.
They're saying, again, this is something like I've never seen before. It is definitely a storm that's going to be studied by meteorologists and meteorology students for sure. They are still thinking that the surge is going to be the worst when you're talking about, again, a 15-foot wave of water, and then with the wind capping it even taller than that. And I think I heard you guys talk about if you're in a one-story house and you're still trying to ride it out,
yep.
A lot of folks may be found in their attics, unfortunate but true. Mm. A lot of them are just trying to pace themselves because they know it's going to be a long process to try to still talk about this storm. Now, I also think I heard you guys talking about, is 5 days enough notice? You know, the other problem is, and that's what we deal with even here in Kansas City, if a tornado warning is out and it's out for too long a period of time and people look outside, well, it's totally sunny where I am, what are they talking about? And when you're talking about maybe 5 days, 6 days, 7 days in advance to a hurricane, are people going to say, yeah, those guys are never right?
Yeah, it's too much.
Happen. Yeah. So damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I don't think we found the sweet spot as to what is going to make people take action.
You know, Brian, yesterday I was saying that this storm from one end to the other, and I think you and I talked about this on the air with Dana and me and you on Monday, is roughly 360 miles. And mm-hmm. And somebody wrote in on the text line, and they said, so you're telling me that this storm is wider than the state of Missouri? And I wrote back, yes. Because the distance between Kansas City, Missouri, and St. Louis, Missouri is 248 miles. This storm is much wider than the entire state of Missouri.
Yes. From feeder band to feeder band, yes. Now, I don't know if you guys also noticed, but there have been over 75 or 80 tornado warnings embedded within this thing.
Yeah.
So embedded within this cluster of 300 miles of just destruction, you can still get tornadoes, winds, rain, heavy rain. I mean, it's like all the hazards in one storm system.
Brian, a silly question, I know, but are there tornadoes that are whipped up by the hurricanes significantly or meteorologically different than the kind that we see here?
They still form the same. They won't be the long tracking ones that you can see like in Oklahoma. But there was one I saw on social media of a wedge tornado. Those are the ones that look very wide. And that was one, I forget exactly where, it was in Florida. Most of them don't live that long. They don't stay on the ground that long, but they can still cause damage.
Yeah.
And usually they don't get like to EF4 or EF5. The winds may be EF1 or 2, but that can still cause some potential damage too.
Is there another storm behind this one?
God, I haven't even looked.
I know. They haven't had a break either, Brian. I can't imagine. I think people were not even done with Helene when this one hit.
Brian, when you and I talked earlier today, off air, of course, I asked you about the trajectory of this storm heading toward Europe. Have you found anything that backs that up?
Well, it will continue to move into the Atlantic. I've not been able to see the graphic that you said your friend had referenced. But yeah, it's going to continue to go into the ocean. The thing is, obviously, the farther north it travels, the cooler the water will be. Therefore, it won't be as intense. We can't imagine this thing becoming another Category 4 storm once it gets into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and the northern Atlantic. But stranger things have happened, too. But no, I've not been able to pin that down.
Do you chalk the size of this storm and the size of Hurricane Helene, both of which, strangely, formed just north and west of South America, is this climate change?
Sure. Again, I think that I've said it before, and I know that it's a hot topic, just like you in that country that you lived in that you can't say. I will say this. Is it all man-made? No. Is it all cyclical? No. Is it a combination of both? Yes. For anybody to say that the hurricanes are the exact same strength that they were even 15 years ago is just not true. And the water temperatures are certainly just not the same. So, yes, it has something to do with it. I mean, it's just like adding caffeine. I hate to bring up that subject that you guys talked about that was, I forget whether it was 7-Eleven or another one where the lady.
Yeah.
No, it was
the supercharged lemonade.
Panera. I forget where
it was. Yes, Panera. Yeah. Panera, yeah.
Yeah, when you add a jolt of energy into any system, it's going to be stronger. And the thing that keeps things going stronger is, well, I don't know, the sun and the sun's energy. I mean, you can't point to just one thing and say that's what's causing it. But I will say this, it's a pretty complex thing, which is why it's got to be partially man-made, partially a psyker. And so, yeah, when you add that extra energy to a system, it's going to be the result of what
it caffeinates it. It caffeinates it, for lack of a better word.
For lack of a better word, yeah.
Brian Busby, Chief Meteorologist at Channel 9, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. I'm sure we'll be talking about this one for a while.
Be safe.
Be safe and be well. Okay, buddy.
See you guys.
All right, that's Brian Busby from Channel 9. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Next hour, we will get into the Royals. They're back in town. Postseason baseball. Ryan Lefevre joins us at 3:15. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.